Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice. I wanted to give you just a little bit of a personal update. It's been a while. I started taking a break in December until just recently. And the reason is I was pregnant with twins. Still have a little bit of pooch. I am working on it. But someone actually made the comment, it's like, ooh, you were pregnant. So that was a reason why you looked like you had gained weight. Of course, you always gain weight in your face a little bit too, but I wanted to give you a little bit of an update. So I started taking a break in December, and the twins were born January 22nd. It was like all in twos. So two babies born 1/22/22. So January 22nd, 2022. They were also born 22 minutes apart, which is kind of cool. It's like really easy to keep in mind. It's all like 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. It's been a challenge. It's been busy. It's been crazy. I have not been sleeping a lot. It's getting better already. They're already like beyond their 3-month mark now, which does mean they're over their colics, the worst. And when you have two babies, it's really crazy because, I mean, our twins, at least one wakes up the other all the time. And we had crazy times. And that first month, those first few weeks were just like a blur to me. However, we're so happy. I'm so in love with him. And, but, you know, to get any videos done or anything, like any work, so impossible. It's starting to get a little bit more routine now, and we have a little bit of a schedule that we're starting to establish, and I have a little bit of help here and there so that I can actually start getting back into things again. I have an exciting announcement, so I'm kind of dipping my toes into the water to see what I can do. My masterclass was on pause this entire time since December. And I'm not sure if I'm ready to commit to working in my masterclass, which is where you work personally with me. It's a group course, but also you get one-on-one feedback. I give you personalized feedback every day. That is on hold still. I'm not taking any students there. But for those of you who are opera lovers, I'm going to offer a 1 month of opera again. We did this a couple years ago, actually, already. That was the last time. And this format isn't going to come back anytime soon. It's just like, now I'm going to try to have capacity. I'm just going to see how this all goes. 1 month of opera during the month of May. And we're going to do something really special. We're going to use just one opera. Mozart for me is like the epitome of classical singing. It's like, if you want to learn good technique, you have to sing some Mozart. Plus, it's great music. It's just great music. It's classical period music, and a lot to be learned there. And our music nowadays, a lot of it is established. Like it's all established on those principles. So you're going to learn a lot musically and technically, vocally. So we're going to use just one opera, Le Nozze di Figaro, The Marriage of Figaro. It has wonderful arias for all voice types, pretty much, for soprano, for alto, for soprano, for mezzo, for tenor, for baritone. And we're going to use the arias out of that. That was my first entire opera role that I sang. I sang Susanna, I had the lead role. And it was a lot of fun, lots of recitativos. We're not really going to work a lot on them, just the ones that come with the arias that are really important to do, like on, you know, De vieni non tardar, it's got like giunse al fin, il momento. We're going to do that. We're going to dive a little bit into Italian diction because it is important for resonance also. We're like, it's for all ages, all beginners, advanced. There is an aria for everyone in there. And there are easier ones that are harder ones, but even the easy ones, they could be sounding deceivingly easy. In reality, they're not. And of course, you can always make them more beautiful, even if you already know them in and out. So we're just going to use that for the entire month of May to work on that. Registration is still open. I have limited space because, of course, I can't commit to like tons of people, because every day I'm going to give personal feedback. You're going to post your video in our private community, not on Facebook, it's on my server. And I'm going to give you like a personalized feedback, demonstrate things and show you what you can work on. And then you're going to work whenever you have time. So we don't have like live meetings or anything like that. So if you're in Australia or Canada, like I'm in Germany, doesn't matter where you are, what time zone, we're all going to have, like we're going to connect through our community. I would love to work with you if you're an opera lover. And yeah, that's pretty much my update, diving back into things. And the family is just, I'm enjoying it so much, but also I want to get back into teaching, because I also enjoy that a lot. And another side note, if you're interested in following my journey with the twins, I do have a personal channel. It's called Simple Blessings. The link is below the video here, and if you want to follow me, you know, I do vlogs and I do things about babies, mommyhood, and twins, you know, life with twins, you can follow me there. And I also have on Instagram a personal profile. It's a Healthy Minimalist Mom. I'll also put the link below here. That is more personal, where of course now I'm just posting a bunch of baby stuff. Baby pictures are always fun. So thank you for hanging around, and I hope I'll see you around. Have a great day, and don't forget, always keep a song in your heart and always keep on singing.